Up next on American Restoration.
You got to check this thing out, man.
It's my F-106 ejection seat. Holy crap.
We're going to ride a ride that shoots you up in the air just like an ejector seat. All right, Bradley, you're in charge.
Are we reusing this or you want to change it?
Yeah.
That was an either or.
Somebody's going to have to redo everything Bradley just did.
Up big time, buddy.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
One of the greatest things about owning your own business is watching it progress.
Check it out.
Wow.
You watch the shop grow, you watch the team grow, and I get to watch my boys, Brentley and Tyler, grow too.
We gotta get the actual wheels off.
Woo! They're the future of this company. Though sometimes I wonder what the future will bring.
What the?
Tyler!
Get over here.
Oh my God.
Lord help us.
Rick. No. Guess what? Right. That popcorn machine I brought back from California, yeah. We only got a couple out in the boneyard. That's really into it right now.
What do you need me for?
You're the man. Come on.
You can do it.
Come on.
I'll give you a hand. This all time, right. I want you to take notes.
Brettley's shown me he can handle the grunt work, and he's not a bad picker. But in the end, what drives this business are our customers. So he's got to start getting into sales and learning how to keep our clients happy.
All right, guys, I brought Rick out here.
Hey,
I'm Rick.
I'm Jeremy.
Lisa,
good to meet you. All right, so Brettley says you're interested. This popcorn machine?
They have a company they want to do something with, their logo or something, right?
Yeah, we own a gourmet popcorn and candy store.
Oh, okay.
And this has kind of caught our eye.
Our store was built in the 1900s.
Oh, wow, so you really got the old style look.
Yes.
I mean, everybody loves popcorn, right?
That's right.
I mean, the reason why it got so popular is because in World War II, we were sending all our sugar out to help the war, and all of a sudden, popcorn took off. It was 5 cents a bag. It was really good for you. It was better than candy. Boom. Popcorn, big staple. So Brettley brought this in. He was running around picking, and it came actually off of Route 66. It's built in the 70s by a Coronado. That's what this is.
Yep.
You know, this is made to look like it's probably in the early 1900s, but it is 70s.
It caught my eye when we looked at it. I want it to look vintage, but it has to be functional as well. Our store, it's very eclectic. There's nothing that matches. It's green, yellow, orange. So any of those bright colors that you can use would probably be great. I just can't have the burgundy.
Okay. Do you want to just say fresh popcorn, or you want your name on this thing?
We do want our name on the side of it, the sweet and salty, okay. With Sulphur Springs, Texas on the bottom.
Okay.
And on the other side, we want to say City of Sulphur Springs in that old 19th century writing.
Okay.
Some kind of cursive.
Okay.
We do a lot of functions and charities in our downtown area, and we'd like to be able to use it down there.
Mobile.
Yes, right? It has to be mobile. But realistically, we have to stay within a budget. This isn't just for us, it's for our whole town. So really, we'd like to save about $10,000 or $15,000.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of work here. There's a lot of polishing. There's a lot of hand painting. And one of my biggest fears is that burner, the motor, it doesn't actually work.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can get parts or fix it, one or the other. To do all that, I'm looking between 13 and I'd say 15 max.
Yeah. As long as we can stay within our budget, I'm great with it.
Yeah. All right, awesome.
All right. We appreciate it.
Great.
Cool. All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, Bradley, this is your project. You're in charge.
Hope I remember everything we talked about.
Hey, Rick!
What?
Dude, come here. You got to check this thing out, man.
What is that? It's my F-106 ejection seat.
Badass.
Holy crap.
This is from an F-106 fighter jet. This is the sixth one that was produced and used by the Air Force. And
wow.
It is one of the most awesome pieces that I've ever acquired.
Wow, and you're actually a pilot yourself?
Yes, sir. 1976, we were driving next to McCord Air Force Base, and lo and behold, I heard a sound, looked up, two of these jets were flying over. I was sold. I just had to be a pilot, and
you're collecting ejector seats.
Yes.
A while back, I got to fly in an F-16. It was the most exhilarating, thrilling ride I've ever had.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I also got to learn how to operate the seat because it's your safety mechanism. In case something happens, out you go.
the F-106 was a fast plane.
It is, to this date, the fastest single-engine fighter at 40,000 feet. It made that run back in 1959, so.
Right, they did like 1,500 miles an hour. That's some high-tech stuff in 59. What do you want to do to this?
I just want to display it. I would like to restore this back to as close as possible to original condition. I have the seat itself, descriptions, part numbers.
Man, you got a manual.
This is important to me. This is very important to me.
I can see that.
Some of the items that I do want to leave untouched, the data plates. If you can clean them, polish them or whatnot, and it doesn't remove any of the original.
Okay.
That would be great.
Pull handle for seat ejection. It's basically pull here, right?
Pull and...
Man, this thing is complex. Look at all this.
Okay, so to restore this.
A lot of the restorations, what I like doing is I like gutting it. I mean, taking it all the way apart. But a lot of it's riveted. You got a lot of braided line and everything's on hoses. If I can get around it all, I won't need to get inside there. We'll have to take the labels, get those all cleaned up, polish all the belt portions and all those pieces in there. I'm looking at probably $5,500 to do the whole thing.
$55. I was looking at anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000. I was hoping around $2,500.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to do this seat. So if I can come down to, if I do it for $45, I mean, can you make that happen? Because I want to do it bad.
To have this seat, this aircraft that I know is responsible for making me who I am today, $45, huh?
Yeah.
We got it. We got a deal. I hope that Rick can come through because I mentioned that it's very important. This historical value, the sentimental value for me. But most of all, one day I hope that I can pass it on to my kids.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bradley.
All right, so I'm overseeing this project. So really? They wanted on this side, City of Sulphur Springs.
Can you write that down for me?
It's all written down. I got a little mock-up. Sulphur Springs. I know you can't read that, but...
No,
this is my attempt to draw the popcorn machine. I just gave up.
Can you at least make me a copy of that?
Yeah. And the wheels, these are going to be yellow, right?
I don't know. You tell me. Working with Brantley is way different than working with Rick. Rick knows exactly what he wants. He gives you good direction. Brantley... Your guess is as good as mine.
Like old school, we could either go same.
Are we reusing this or you want to change it?
Yeah.
Yeah? That was an either or.
So for the font, we need to go like an 1899 theme, you know?
Could you be a little more specific when you say 1899 style?
Exactly what it means, Ted. Just the era of what was going on in 1899. Whoever was president. 1899. 1889 is old. Anything that was happening that year, themes, colors, however they wrote, 1899.
If that's the best you can give me, then I'll work with that.
You got it, man. If I got it, you got it. In fact, you take care of the artwork, and I'll start painting the base coat. But first, I'm gonna go make a copy of this.
Okay. I just hope that I can take what information Brantley gave me and turn it into something usable and not get my butt chewed off by Rick later after it's all done.
Oh, boy.
Drop and give me 20, soldier!
I'm not kidding. Get down there.
The customers are here to pick up the popcorn machine.
The what? I didn't know they were coming.
You would have known if you would have answered the phone.
Check this thing out, huh?
What is that?
That's an ejection seat out of a jet, an Air Force jet.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
It's had thousands of parts. We have to take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Because once we get it apart, we'll never get it back together again. Hey, Tyler, check me out.
Oh, that's priceless.
It looks like the survival kit's missing. It's supposed to be tucked under the seat. Okay, just keep taking pictures. You run out of film yet?
Really, Dad? Film?
Really?
What's up?
What are you dressed like that for? What are you doing?
I'm painting.
You're painting. Yep. What are you painting?
The popcorn machine. Looks really good.
It looks good?
Yeah, it looks good.
Hey, I gotta see this.
All right. So Rick wanted me to step up and take the reins on this popcorn machine project.
All right, let's see what you did here.
And I took those reins, so Rick's gonna know I'm the man.
This is a popcorn?
Yeah.
Brettley, do you listen to the customer?
Yeah.
When they said the color to paint? Paint
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Did you hear the part where they said, I specifically don't want burgundy?
I heard like 10 colors.
Right, she was like jumping all over with different colors that she wanted, but the problem was there was one that she didn't want.
I just can't have the burgundy. 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 Burgundy.
Burgundy?
Burgundy. Stop peeling your orange and listen and pay attention and focus, okay?
All right.
What I want you to do right now is to call that customer and find out exactly what she needs in case you messed up the rest of the line.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Wrong color. We got this badass ejection seat, and the customer expects nothing but the best. We're tearing it down so Cowboy can blast the old paint. Then Manny will pound out all the bodywork so it's ready for Tyler to do the base coat. But before we can call it done, I'm gonna take Tyler on a little recon mission.
So what are we looking for here?
The survival kit for the F-106 ejection seat.
Gotcha.
Whoa, this place looks nuts.
Yeah, hopefully they'll at least have parts of a survival kit.
Wow.
They got a lot of goodies.
Drop and give me 20, soldier.
I'm not kidding. Get down there.
All right, well, what is it?
Survival kit inside would have a radio, a knife, probably a compass.
Oh, what about something like this?
These are K rations, or rations. I mean, before these, they had rations, which were in cans, and they had a can opener on the top that you peeled off, and you opened the can. Nowadays, they actually can open them up, hit the air, and it gets hot, so you have a hot meal. Let's go up and ask the person in front if they have some of this stuff, because we're not here for this. We're here for the survival kit. Excuse me.
Hi.
Hey, we're restoring an old ejection seat. It's somewhere from the 60s, out of like an F-106 aircraft. And on the bottom, it was supposedly a survival kit.
There's not a lot out there for buying that old. And when we get it, we pretty much hold on to it. I do know a company, though, that have some vintage-style things. They might have something for you.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get you the card. Hold on a second.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so this mission might have been a bust. But in this kind of work, sometimes a busted mission turns into a lead.
All right, so we headed back to the shop?
No, Bradley's going to lock up the shop. I've got an idea for another mission.
This sounds interesting.
You'll like it.
So you guys are trying to come tomorrow? All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Holy crap. Well, the popcorn machine customers just called. They're in town and they need it tomorrow. The thing is, the shop closes in 15 minutes and this thing is still in pieces. I'm in trouble.
All right, so what are we doing here?
Lena, I got a surprise. I want to show you something.
Jeez.
Yeah, check it out, huh?
Look at everything you can see.
It's awesome, huh? So what we're gonna do is we're gonna ride a ride that's gonna give you the same feeling and shoot you up in the air just like it would be an ejector seat.
That's high.
We're about 1,200, 1,100 feet. It'll be fine. Come on, let's go. Don't be afraid.
Hello? Of course not. He's not picking up. What are you, sleeping?
You can make it tighter. What are you doing?
I don't know. Brettley.
You're on the middle of a ride. You can't just be answering the phone. What if it goes up and you're on the phone?
Yeah, you're not leaving yet, right?
Sure. Oh, I don't want to do it.
Come on, pick up the f***ing phone, Rick.
Imagine yourself sitting in the cockpit.
Oh, right now. Shut your front f***ing door, dude.
Great. All right, Kyle, we need to grab the popcorn machine parts and start putting it together. They're going to be here tomorrow.
Come on.
Like an all-night job, you know?
I know, all night.
Well, I guess I don't mind the overtime pay.
It's like Disneyland all over again where you guys made me go on. I didn't want to go on.
Take a look out there, Tyler. This is what it feels like floating in a parachute.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Going down. Loving it.
Stop.
We're coming down. You made it? We're alive. Think about it. That's what the ejection seat did. It saved your life.
I can't
Pretty
even,
cool.
Can't even talk.
Oh, it's awesome.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Now, see, Tyler, wasn't that fun?
I think I'm gonna puke.
I wonder what Bradley wanted.
I don't know. It's probably nothing.
You finish that side, I'll start on this side.
Man, this thing's looking like 1899.
What I want to do is I want to try to get these pieces when I want to get these things back on. You know, yeah.
Hey, the customers are here to pick up the popcorn machine.
The what?
Yeah.
Now?
Yep, it's all done, it's wrapped up.
I didn't know they were coming.
I called you last night. You would have known if you would have answered your phone. The customers are ready, they're waiting outside.
Bradley, are you kidding me? I haven't even seen it yet.
Hey, Rick, the customers are here to pick up the popcorn machine.
I didn't know they were coming.
The customers are ready. They're waiting outside.
Bradley, are you kidding me? I haven't even seen it yet. I know that it was almost done, but Bradley knows that I have to QC it before the customer sees it. But now they're here, and I don't have that option. I guess I'm just going to have to put on a happy face and hope for the best. Hey, guys.
Right. Hey.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you again.
Oh, this is John, the mayor.
Wow, you brought the mayor.
That's right. Right.
Had to.
No pressure there. Of course the mayor's here. Great. This could be Bradley's last day on the job. You remember in the beginning, right?
Yeah, it looked pretty rough when we saw it. All the lights missing.
Yeah, it looked like it'd been real faded. You know, some of the equipment, that's what I'm nervous about. Just make sure the equipment works.
Right, you're about the beauty and you're about the equipment, right?
That's what I do. That's right.
Well, there could be a popcorn machine under there. There's only one way to find out. Here you go. One, two, three.
Oh, man.
That's
awesome.
The yellow, too.
You love it?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yes, score one for Bradley.
Awesome.
That looks really good.
I like the green, and then I love the Starburst. I'm so glad we got to keep all that.
Wow.
Where's my logo? That's what I'm worried about. Okay, oh, great. It looks so good. Y'all did a great job, especially with me throwing so much your way, saying, oh, I want this, this, and this, and this. I'm completely happy.
We did a lot of work to spruce this thing up. All the outlets have been rewired, every single one of them. Bradley decided to put this gold on there to sort of match the wood grain so it blend better. When you look up inside there, that's actually the original piece of stainless steel. Bud polished it out like a mirror, so all you see is popcorn. Back here where the popper is, the kettle itself, this has all been re-chrome plated. The insides have all been reworked, all the wiring, the heater, everything works inside this. The wheels themselves, we did all the woodwork and we painted them all the yellow. See, they're barely rubbing on the ground, so when you push it, these wheels will turn.
I love it. It's gorgeous. I can see 15 kids all lined up to grab popcorn. I'm so excited. They're gonna love it.
Speaking of lining up, you ready to line up for some popcorn? I'll serve you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Hey.
Oh, right to the back?
Really getting back. Customers first.
See, Rick, it's done, and now they're happy.
You did a great job, Bradley, but next time you don't show it to me first, you're fired. So you happy?
Very happy. It looks
Very
amazing.
Happy.
Ready?
Good job, Bradley.
All right. Boom.
The lead came through for the survival kit, so I just need Ted and Kyle to put the final touches on the ejection seat before the customer arrives.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Frank's here for the ejection seat.
Hey, Frank, how you been?
Doing fine, doing real good.
So you excited?
Very excited.
Let's go. Come on, I remember what it looked like? It was very faded, missing a ton of parts.
Right? Yes, old and used.
All right, here it is.
That's it? I'm ready for this.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Damn. This is better than I thought it would be.
Check it out.
This is phenomenal. It needed to be restored.
Yeah, it did need to be restored.
This is incredible.
Big time, buddy. Remember how these look?
Yes.
So what we did is pulled them up as far as we could and got inside and painted everything on it.
On the seat belts, we cleaned them all up and polished all this aluminum in here.
Right.
On the back, you can see all the cables have all been relabeled.
I'm floored. I keep looking. I keep spotting more and more.
What do you think of the bass, Captain?
I like that. I didn't notice. I like that.
Yeah, I got a little surprise for you.
Check out what's in there.
Wow.
Oh, you found the emergency stuff.
Look at that. So this is one of the radios. There's containers. There's flashlights. There's... I mean,
you got a Bowie knife in here, too. Look at that.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't put in there was a pistol for you.
He found this kit. He found one that is almost identical that was used. Now that makes the seat complete.
Moment of truth here.
There you go.
Perfect.
On the
perfect
stick.
Perfect fit.
There you go.
Perfect fit.
Made it all worthwhile.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks. That seat is restored above and beyond 100% from what I ever anticipated. It is history. It is my history. This seat is awesome. I cannot thank you enough for the job that you've done.
You got it.
You've outdone yourself this time.